May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I'm going to refer to that same story, but from the Mark passage. This is a really simple thing the Lord's trying to communicate. So I won't read the whole parable of the sower and the seed. But in the end of the story, this is in Mark chapter 4, he was saying to them, and the ones whom the seed fell on good ground, they hear the word, they accept it, and bear fruit 30, 60, and 100 fold. And a couple other gospels it says, and they believe it, accept it and believe it, and stand firm on it. And so when he starts the parable, the way it's written is that he says, this is, if you don't understand this parable, you can't understand the kingdom of God. In other words, if you don't get this one, you don't know how the kingdom of God operates. And as citizens of the kingdom, we need to know how the kingdom of God operates. And basically what the parable says, this is how the kingdom of God operates. You hear God and you believe. And you stand firm on that until you begin to see a manifestation of it in the natural. 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold. Hear God's word, believe it, and stand. Faith that perseveres. Don't let the cares of the world, don't let other things happen. Time, believe what God says, period. That's how the kingdom of God operates. And every other parable comes under that reality. What God says, faith comes by hearing his word, stand and believe it. Then he begins to illustrate the principle more and more in the rest of this chapter. He talks about a lamp can't be put under a lampstand, talking about Revelation. God speaking his word. Verse 24, take care what you listen to. He's still emphasizing the same thing. Then he says in verse 26, the kingdom of God is like a man who casts seed upon the ground and goes to bed at night and gets up by day, and the seed sprouts up and grows. How he does, he doesn't know. The earth produces crops by itself, first the blade, then the head, then the mature grain. When the crop permits, he immediately puts in the sickle and the harvest comes. Again, the principle is that you just believe. And how this whole thing works, you put your trust in what God says and you stand on that, and how this all works, doesn't matter. God will honor his word. He watches over his word to perform it. The Christian life is by faith. And then he gives some other principles of the kingdom of God. And then it says in verse 33, with many such parables, he was speaking the word to them as they were able to hear it. And on that day, on that same day, he's over and over again giving parables, teaching about the Christian life is by faith. The Christian life is by faith. And on that day, when evening had come, he said to them, let us go over to the other side. Now, Jesus just spoke the word of the Lord. They've been in lecture. Now it's time for lab. With me? They've talked about the zoo. Now they're on a field trip to go see a zoo. They can recognize all the stuff he's talked about. And leaving the multitude, they took him along with them, just as he was, in the boat, and other boats were with him. And there arose a fierce gale of wind, and the waves were breaking over the boat so much that the boat was already filling up. And he himself was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And as they woke him and said to him, teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? Now, why was Jesus asleep? Because he had just given the word of the Lord. He only did those things he saw the Father doing, only said those things he heard the Father saying. So Jesus was asleep because no matter what it looked like, no matter what it felt like, no matter what everybody else in the boat was saying, they weren't perishing. Like I said before, if they had sunk, it would have become the first submarine in the history of the world. But they were going to go all the way to the other side. And being aroused, he rebuked the wind and said to the storm, sea, hush, be still. And the wind died down and it became perfectly calm. And then he said to them, and this is the word he uses here, why are you so timid? How is it that you have no faith? And they became very much afraid and said to one another, "Who then is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?" What Jesus is saying to them, the wind and the sea would have obeyed you if you hadn't been so timid. You heard the word of the Lord. Why didn't you deal with it? Now, let me give a New Testament principle, because this is a story. They were in the boat with who? Christ, right? As believers, you're in Christ. He's in your little boat. And no matter what the storm you're going through, you're in Christ. You with me? And he's at rest. You're the one who's flipping out. Because he knows he's bigger than the storm. But he's in, you're in Christ, and Christ is in you, and we live by the faith of the Son of God. And so he's wanting us to see this situation from his perspective. And out of our union with him, give voice to our faith that's in Christ. You with me? In other words, Jesus was saying to them in principle, for future reference, you're in the boat with me. I'm in the boat with you. I've spoken the word. You have permission to speak as if you were me. See, when you speak in the name of Christ, you're speaking as if you were him because you're in union with him. It's as if he's speaking through you. That's what faith is. And there are a lot of you who are in situations and you look like your little boat's sinking. But let me just say this to you about who you are. Maybe you think you're going to sink. You're going to go all the way to the other side. Things that God's spoken to you, you're going to go all the way to the other side. But it's time we start confessing with our mouth what we say we believe in our heart. You're not in that situation by yourself. You're in Christ. Christ is your life. Give voice to the faith of Christ and tell the storm to hush and be still. It's okay. It's not irresponsible. And it's not sloppy agape for you to be at rest in the boat when everybody else is telling you you should be freaking out. Because the Christ who lives in you and the one in whom you live, he's not worrying about the boat sinking. If he told you it wasn't, it wasn't. If he said this, he's going to do it. Just stand or rest and quit being so timid. We've talked about this a lot, CTK, lately. Bold faith. You know what they prayed for in Acts chapter 4? Lord, our lives are being threatened. Our little boats are being threatened. Give us confidence to speak your word. While you extend your hand and perform signs and wonders. And the Holy Spirit filled them and gave them confidence. And they began to speak the word of God with boldness. Christian life is life by faith. And it's not namby-pamby faith. It's, what if I go down with what I'm saying, that while I'm decreeing and I'm believing that Jesus has got this thing and the thing goes down? Well, you're never going to find out whether that's going to happen or not until you go for it. But I can promise you, if you spoke your promise to you, it's not going down. But he's not going to exercise faith for you, but he will allow you to exercise his faith in union with him. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.